fucking Lizard Friday, bitch.
What it is?
Lizard Friday, fuck.
Lizard Friday?
What yeah, bitch.
Let me see.
Look, I got the little that I know you cut hair. I hope you can just spray it.
Yeah.
It's for your old lady. At the back, you can. Then you got the scooter. We got the dirt bike for your little boy.
Man, that shit. Oh, what the fuck you?
Fuck you then. Cause I can sell this shit.
I can
sell it. The people on eBay, they want it.
Yeah. eBay.
eBay, yes.
Everybody want this shit. Man, I'm going to Walmart getting new shit.
So you around the motherfuckers spend your money with them than me?
Yeah.
Your own blood.
Boy, what the
man,
fuck?
You a bitch.
God.
You a bitch.
How the fuck I'm a bitch? What you the fuck you little like?
Juice is temporary. You know, anyone can obtain the juice or something. I mean, you could say that just because you got a nice car, so I'm like, oh man, you got the juice. You know, it's something that kind of comes and goes. Sauce is forever. You buy you a Simply Lemonade. How long is that gonna last in your fridge? A couple days, maybe. Yeah. That's the juice. How long does barbecue sauce last in your fridge? A while. That's the sauce, man. Sticks around. It's thick. It's hard to move. I'm telling you.
Difference. This is real shit. Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at nappyafro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. One the jewels on food. And I'm gone. Yeah.
Nappyafro.com.
Now tune into the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of the day, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. the Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. the Mike Jordan of recording, a.k.a. ASAP Stocky, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. Pod Sham God, a.k.a. the Pod Father, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. Pod Girly, and the last a.k.a. Fat Mahomes. I'm now joined by my lovely, my elegant, my daunting, my problematic yet well-spoken co-host, Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant.
A.k.a. I'm moving around while I'm recording, a.k.a. go ahead and finish.
Whatever. A.k.a. the Queen of QVC, a.k.a. Bipolar Mom, a.k.a. I Hear No One, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, a.k.a. my afro is my halo, and my favorite a.k.a. of them all till I come up with another one, your grade is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germ in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to like, comment, rate the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. We on all of them, so just check us out and give us a good rating. And like the good brother Bomani says, if you don't give us 5 stars, we're inclined to think you're a hater. So shout out to Bomani. I'm not going to steal your catchphrase, but I'm going to use it. And I'm going to credit you every time I use it. Don't forget, we got the Patreon going on, where you can join for as little as a dollar and become a super fan. Like our boy Jay Williams, who left us a nice little comment. Jay Williams, man, shout out to him, man. He actually gave us feedback. He said, yo, first of all, got to say, dope show once again. Had me rolling while the wife and I drove from ATL to RDU. Whenever y'all are in the A, drinks are on us. And no, we ain't no swingers. We don't get down like that. Damn. We thought we had baited y'all in, man. Golly, boy. Like, damn, Jay Williams. Hey, how you know we ain't swingers? You know what I'm saying?
Only one part must be swinging in, because I ain't swinging.
He said, we just like y'all vibe. Y'all are down to earth and common just like us. Anyway, happy Thanksgiving and keep up the great content.
Happy Thanksgiving.
So shout out to Jay Williams. And you could be just like Jay Williams by joining Patreon. We'll shout y'all out. Y'all send us messages. You know what I'm saying? We'll read them shits on the show like that. And don't forget, we got the voicemail at 347-201-2572. Call the voicemail. Leave us a drop. Leave us whatever you want to say. Just say it on the voicemail. We'll play it on the show because we're real like that. What's all the pandering out the way, Queen Jern? How was your week?
My week was pretty good. It's just that time of year, that time of the semester where the shit gets real. And the people really be trying. You know, gifts is flying. People trying to bribe you, I guess, basically to get you get what they want. But, you know, I'm in it to win it. I ain't trying to lose my job, so I ain't taking nothing that can be misconstrued as an elaborate gift, you know.
Yeah. But leave them people alone, man. Don't take nothing from the motherfuckers. Be like, no, no, thank you. No, thank you. No, thank you.
I mean, if it's just an empty card, that's nothing. It's just words on a piece of paper.
Okay.
So I can deal with the simple things, a piece of candy, whatever like that. But when you talking about you buying me all kinds of other things, then no, I can't.
I mean, I take your shit and still give you a fucking F. I'd be like, fuck your gift. Fuck your gift. Like, thank you. You earned the F. You didn't buy F. You earned the F. You bought me a gift, motherfucker. That's what I would tell him. But hey, you know.
Yeah, that's how it goes down.
So. As far as my week, I mean, you know, just the greatest holiday just went by, Thanksgiving. You know, I ain't really get down like I wanted to get down. I ate enough on that day. And like I said, I'm not team leftovers at all because I eat so much on the day of that I don't want leftovers. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm just like disgusted at myself. Like I can't eat no more because I eat so much on the day of. You know what I'm saying? I think because I starved myself the day before that I be hungry, but I eat so much because I'm hungry. But then I eat so much I don't want leftovers, and so
I don't think you want leftovers on a regular day, so you can't even. It
depends on what it is. I love leftovers. Like if it's like meatloaf, pot roast, spaghetti. You know, I eat that. You have to tell me to stop eating the spaghetti. You're like, no, don't eat that. You gonna get sick. You know, I eat spaghetti up to a damn week after that shit cook if it's still in there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but whatever.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah, you know, I guess. I mean, so let me. How was your holiday?
My holiday was amazing. I was with my family, a few friends. I mean, I just couldn't ask for more. Great shopping.
Oh, so any Black Friday steals that you came up on?
Yes. I mean, Old Navy had the bomb sale, Belk, JCPenney's, Macy's, Ashley Stewart at the outlet, the Cole Haan store.
Oh, Cole Haan? Is that a Mexican store?
Cole Haan.
Oh, Cole Haan. Okay. Cole Haan. I thought that was some Arabic store.
Here we go. I'm trying to play me with my accent.
I'm just saying. Just asking.
But yeah. Nike outlet store, Polo store at the outlet. Mm. All those places was
on. Sound like you had a great time.
I did. No, I mean, okay. My kids did too. No. So,
see, yeah. I'm not a shopper, so I know what I want. I go in, I buy the shit, and I walk out. I'm not nobody that's going to be checking the racks for no deals. No, I already know what I want mapped out, so I'm not a great shopper. It is what it is. Yeah. I never find that what I want, oh, man, I found it for $19. No, I'm paying full price for it because I just walk in, get it, and walk out. Well, this is my life.
Yeah, that's no good.
Yeah, I'm not a shopper. Like, I don't want to get out there and all that bullshit and
it's
hectic.
It's amazing.
It's not amazing. It is. It's stressful.
And I actually saw some people from here in Savannah at the outlet. Hey. I mean, it was just like, oh, hey, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, this is great. So, you know, good time was had by all. Our, you know, family outing has been bowling for the last few years and went bowling, had a good time, of course. The usual.
Okay, that's great.
So, it was a real good time.
Yeah, I missed the bowling alley.
Yeah.
But, you know.
He's always Mr. No Fun.
So. Not Mr. No Fun. It's just that I had prior arrangements on that day. It's called college football. You know how I am. I don't miss college football for pretty much anything. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, but you know, you would think that this time of year.
First of all, that bowling doesn't supersede my Florida Gators.
Nothing seems to supersede your Florida Gators.
Yeah. And so that's why, like, if it's something going on during the Gator game, I'm going to watch the Gator game. You know what I'm saying?
You could watch that at the place.
Nah, I can. It wouldn't have been.
It was on the TV.
Yeah, but it wouldn't have been watching it. I couldn't hear it. None of that. You know, I like watching the game, hearing stuff. And that game's not. Then we had to leave, so I would have missed some of the game. So, no, I'm not. No. So I just decided I'd stay put. And, you know, everybody was happy. I wasn't a killjoy, as you call me.
Yeah.
And, you know.
You are that a lot of times.
Wow. Yeah, can y'all imagine it? Look, Fro Nation, King Jern is the killjoy.
Yeah.
Wow. Nobody believes this. You know that, right? Nobody
They can believe what they want. I live with this.
Nobody believes
it. I know what it is.
Okay.
I mean, you bring down the mood.
I bring down. I'm the life of the party. The party don't stop till I come in.
Okay.
Shoot.
You're right. It don't stop because it stops when you come there.
It don't start until I come in.
It stops. It stops. It's at a complete standstill, but whatever you believe it is.
We can agree to disagree on that. You know who Amber Rose is, correct?
Kinda.
Amber Rose just had a baby. Congratulations on having another baby. A little boy. His name is it's another wild name. But she just had a baby 7 weeks ago. And then she puts a video up of her getting lipo 7 weeks after her delivering a baby. Is it that bad in America today that you can't even look like a woman that just had a baby 7 weeks ago now?
I mean, it ain't that bad. It's just Hollywood wants you to be so perfect that people want to sit there and try to act like, oh, they got these snatchback bodies and you having babies. And you, I mean, they have these very unrealistic expectations for themselves, as well as they allow other people to make them feel like you have to be perfect at all times. And them the ones who go crazy because you trying to do something that's not natural. It's not normal.
Mm. I mean, I don't understand why you couldn't just, 7 weeks? Like, you ain't even give a shot of trying to get your body back. You just went to your first doctor visit a week ago.
And then what's the purpose? Because if you're not having kids, ain't no need to keep having these procedures.
You went to the wrong fucking doctor. You went to your obstetrician, then went straight to the goddamn plastic surgeon. Right. That shit nuts. I just think it's a shame that you can't look like you just had a fucking baby. Like, if you look out of shape or whatever, niggas be like, yo, what's up with Amber Rose? Oh, she just had a baby. Oh, okay.
I don't understand how y'all ass ain't old. Because these people is old enough that you should not be trying to be the snatched up person of the year. I'm sorry.
I guess
if you got a baby daddy, a husband, or something, I don't see the need for you to be doing all that, period.
I just think it's just sad. I mean, because then she said she was getting her jowls taken down, which is something hereditary. So that means you really hate yourself. I mean, I just don't. If it's hereditary, now you can do about it. Everybody in your family got them, like you said. You getting them taken down. I'm just like, but
but it's a lot of people that's like that. That's what Hollywood make you think that nothing you got going on is good enough. You got to manufacture yourself, make yourself something that you're not, and you just cutting up stuff, implanting stuff, doing all kind of craziness. It ain't that serious.
Because,
again, I say niggas going to smash. They going to want you if they want you. So you making all this stuff going on. They smashing fat bras, halfway decent bras, successful bras, bum bras. They doing it all. So what are you doing all of this for? I mean, it's just not necessary. So I'm just like, you going through all this trouble. And then the thing is, the older you get, the more of a risk it is to have all these procedures. So it's just like, hey, what you going to do all of that for when at the end of the day, you got to keep that shit up. So all of the whatever y'all do, if you're drinking, smoking, partying, whatever, not eating well, not necessarily going to the gym, you getting all this work done, you're going to keep having to get it done if you really want to look like whatever this is, your ideal thing. So, I mean, love yourself. Leave that other shit alone.
Exactly. And, I mean, Amber Rose, there's nothing wrong with looking like a mama. I mean, you're a fucking mother. You supposed to look like that. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't feel bad about having some tummy fat or whatever. You had a fucking child, a human. Everybody would be understanding, but I guess it's just that time we live in where you can't be human. You have to be this. You have to come looking like Beyonce after you have a baby or Kim Kardashian. But, I mean, everybody knows that they did something, you know, they ain't doing naturally. You know what I'm saying? Because ain't a stretch mark on none of these women. And you mean to tell me you had twins and you ain't got no stretch marks?
Amazing.
I mean, we all know Kim Kardashian had a surrogate on a couple of kids, but she had one of them, I think, you know.
And that's the reason why I don't have respect for that shit. Because you ain't no real mama. It's already bad enough that we know you're a celebrity, so therefore,
what if you can't have kids?
If you can't have kids, I'm just going to leave it alone.
So you don't respect that either? If I can't have kids, but I get a surrogate, you know, I want to be a parent.
If you can't have kids, then you can adopt.
That's basically what I'm doing.
No, you're not. That's your DNA in that kid. That's your kid when you have a surrogate.
Okay.
It's just somebody else was the host.
Yeah, so, I mean, how can you not respect that?
I'm not going to say I don't respect it. I have my opinions that I would like to
respect. Speak your opinion. Speak your opinion. No, this is the best time to do it. On the Froatcast.
I mean, it's...
Problematic Light Zone. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, it's...
Say it.
It's a natural process. So okay. If you can't do it, it's not for you to do. So why would I want to go and have a baby that's going to live inside somebody else's body because my body is not fit for this process?
I mean, you just want kids, though.
Okay, so you can adopt somebody's kid.
I don't want to adopt. I can adopt my own genetics. I don't want to adopt somebody else's genetics. I don't know what.
Well, clearly your body, nature has decided that your genes, your gene pool, was not supposed to procreate. Because it cannot happen in your body. That's all I'm saying. And I'm going to leave it there. So, no. I mean, something may be wrong with you. And the combination of genes with you and your spouse. Mm. That's why that's not supposed to be happening. But you force it to happen. Mm. And who knows? You could be creating a monster. So, you should be just letting this thing happen. Creating a
monster.
With the adopted kids. Mm. You know, foster somebody.
I might be adopting a monster. Hey, I might be adopting a Wayne Williams.
Be a big brother, big sister, and you can send that shit back the way they come from.
Shit. Well, you ain't got to watch it for too long. You be like, hey, I'm not
your real. All you got to do is see that the person is over here, you know what I'm saying, doing something outrageous.
Damn.
And then you don't have to deal with that person anymore. But, you know, that's just me. I don't know.
Man, well, let's go ahead and move on.
Yeah. Because it was fun. Time to sing.
So, earlier this week, it came out Billy Dee Williams was he was gender fluid, or saying he was, what he seen himself as, what did it say?
The
terminology they used for it is that Billy, he came out as non-binary. That's what the story said. Fast forward to a couple days later, you know, everybody was celebrating Billy Dee. They were split. You know, Billy Dee Williams, you know, half of them was celebrating it like, oh, he came out. You know, first of all, Billy Dee Williams is like 80-some years old. You don't come out of the closet at 80. You know, that's why I thought.
Never been funny looking.
That's what, but then, you know, then you had the people that was like, man, Billy Dee Williams used to represent masculinity and he was a man's man. He was smooth operator. Nigga was pushing goddamn malt liquor to black people. He was our hero, but he was pushing poison to us. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, Billy, he was a cop, you know, he was the man, though. Mm-hmm. So now it comes out, Billy Williams
is non-binary.
He said that he's 82, and he said that the shit got taken out of damn context. He said, they asked him, that him being non-binary, he said, what does that mean?
He knew what that shit meant.
He said, well, first of all, I asked last night, I said, what the hell is gender fluid? This is from Billy Dee. He said, that's a whole new term. You know what I'm saying? Billy, 82. So, you know, interview with Undefeated. He was misunderstood, he says. He said, but what I was talking about was men getting in touch with their softer side of themselves. There's a phrase that was coined by Carl G. Jung, who was a psychiatrist who was a contemporary of Sigmund Freud. And they had a splitting of ways because they had different ideas about, what do you call it, consciousness, unconscious. It's collective unconsciousness, but he coined a phrase that's anima animus. The anima means that it is the female counterpart of the male self, and the animus is the male counterpart of the female. So that's what I was referring to. I was talking about men getting in touch with the female side of themselves. I wasn't talking about sex. I wasn't talking about being gay or straight. People should read. Jung, I mean, it would be an interesting education for a lot of people. So, you know, he said he was shocked by seeing all the headlines. No, I'm not gay by any stretch of the imagination. Not that I have anything against gay people, but personally, not gay, he said. So,
like I said, if he was, it wouldn't surprise me. I'm not concerned because the nigga is 80-something years old.
They said he made the mistake of attaching, the common mistake of attaching gender fluidity to sexual orientation. They was like, gender fluidity refers to people who do not identify themselves as having a fixed gender. Many prefer to use non-gender pronouns, they instead of he or she. So, you know.
But you only one person, so if you got multiple genders living within you, something is going on with you. You got to pick a side. We just can't continue to allow people to say that this thing is something that's undefined. That's ridiculous. That's how you don't get the respect that you want. Mm. You can't. Because you walk around here saying, I woke up this morning as Sheila. Tomorrow, I go to work as Tom.
Why not?
That's too much. That's too much. Nobody, you can't be stable if you can do all of that. Like, you got multiple personalities. If that's the case, shit, if you a man one day and a woman the next, or in within hours of each other, who can keep up with that? Nobody.
Hey, man, it's not their job.
Nobody.
Just, you know.
You just have to go with the flow.
Yes. Like, if I, you know,
but can my finances be fluid with the rich people or something? Because I need...
You work hard like rich people work. Yeah, no.
Most rich people are sorry as fuck.
Pull yourself up by the bootstraps.
That's false.
And chase
the
American dream.
That's false.
Yes, you can be rich as rich people.
So can they slide some of that money
over? But you know, you're sitting back waiting for the government to come save you.
Never wait on the government. Never. Never wait on the government. If that's the case, I would have starved the devil a long time ago.
See, you got to get off your ass. So that's what's wrong with you people. You people sit on your ass and wait for opportunity to rain out the sky. But see, what y'all don't understand is you got to get out and do something for yourself.
Okay, so while I'm doing something for myself.
Start a business. Don't y'all like that? I mean, everybody can't be a damn rapper. Sell some of them goddamn clothes. You got them Jordans.
No, I don't have any.
Become an entrepreneur. But no, you want to wait for Uncle Sam to come save your asses. And it's not going to happen.
You don't think so?
It's not going to happen. No. You got to get out there. Chase the American dream. Look, I know some people. Some good Negroes that work their way up to the top. They start out small, and 30 years later, look at them. They got a house next door to me.
And 30 years later.
Yes.
If it take me 30 years to get what you got.
I'm just saying. Mm-mm. Y'all keep complaining, and y'all ain't doing nothing. Mm-mm. And didn't Jesse Jackson say, there's no action without a reaction?
Jesse Jackson said
I think it was him. Jesse, I think it was him.
Okay, if you say so.
Yes. So like I said, pull yourself up by bootstraps. Quit complaining. Uncle Sam's not going to save you. That's what you people, y'all people,
I ain't
y'all think Uncle Sam is the your daddy, your man. Y'all just depend on Uncle Sam. Yeah, y'all think he's really your uncle. He's not your fucking uncle, okay? It's a euphemism. It's a euphemism. You people don't understand what a euphemism is?
No, I don't.
Okay, see, that's your problem. That's your you people don't read. It's right there in them damn books. It's right there. You look at them books. Do you like to read?
No.
Exactly. I can tell.
I don't.
You don't. Because you think Uncle Sam is going to come save you.
I don't think Uncle Sam is going
to
save me.
Yeah. You go to your little HBCUs and you do all that over there. And you come out and you're still looking for handouts. I thought that's what you went to school for. I just don't get it.
You an asshole. A complete and utter asshole.
But yeah, man. Y'all got my dog Billy D fucked up, man. Like, you know,
Billy D is trying to retract his statement. He got his stuff.
But the statement in question, this is the statement in question. Going back to the statement. This is the what they pulled and this is what they ran with. So in the interview he did with Esquire magazine, he said, and you see, I say himself and herself because I see myself as feminine as well as masculine. I'm a very soft person. I'm not afraid to show that side of myself. And so that's what the media outlets ran with, saying that he was gender fluid. Nigga, this is an 82-year-old black man. If he was,
he could be gender fluid at 82.
But I mean, to say all that, that he was, oh, come on, man. Nah, I got my dog Billy D fucked up. I mean,
I just want him to be clear as to what he's saying.
Yeah.
So if that's not what he meant, I'm gonna respect that.
Yes.
But if it is what he meant, I'm fine with that too. Shit.
I mean, you know,
that's what you like.
But yeah, man. So shout out to Billy D, man. Keep drinking that Coke 45. Hey, keep doing your thing, cause he was just too smooth, man. Like my grandma used to love Billy D Williams. She would have heard that shit. Did. That shit would have broke her heart. Golly, boy. Like that man comedian said, boy, I'm glad both of my grandmas dead. Cause if they would have heard this news, it would have killed them for sure. And I felt them on that because I was like, damn. It was two niggas my grandma used to love. Billy D. Williams and Lou Ross. I don't understand why, but she loved them two niggas right there.
They were the people then.
Yeah.
Of that time.
But Lou Ross, though. God damn.
I mean, grandma, probably was the voice.
I guess. I'm like, damn, grandma, you thought he was cute? Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, a lot of times it's the voice.
Okay.
Them voices will get you now.
Mm. My voice got you, girl.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
That's what it was.
Oh, I know what it was.
The vibrations.
Yes, it was the vibrations.
Okay, moving right along. tastefully. When I get to talking like that, then it's a problem. Yeah,
because you don't know how to take. You can't say something tastefully. You got to be out like, oh, you be raunchy with it. You know what I'm saying? You can't. Why? You can't say like a. See how I said that? It wasn't really nasty. It wasn't really dirty. You know what I'm saying? It was.
It was.
It was implied, but it wasn't like. It was. You know what I'm saying?
It was.
Speaking of something that was implied, D-Wade posted a family pic on Thanksgiving, and the internet went crazy. Did you see the picture by chance?
Nah, bro.
Well, I'm going to let you see it live on air, because that's what I saved it for. D-Wade, Thanksgiving. Thanks, Facebook Giving. All right. Just Google D-Wade Thanksgiving. So it's a picture of him, Gabrielle Union, and his son. You know, his son is very eccentric, right? Mm. So, basically, picture of them. They're just sitting there taking a little family photo on Thanksgiving Day. And everybody notices that his son has on these nails.
Wait a minute. That's not the son hand.
Yes, it is.
Okay, that's Gabrielle Union.
No, see the hand right there?
Move your finger back. That's something in his hand, isn't it?
That's his hand. Look, gray shirt, hand going down.
That's her hand. You see that yellow right there? She got on yellow.
So are you saying his nails are not painted? But anyway.
His nails are not painted. I can't go with that now. That's what the people say. They can't see that.
So this man got his nails. He got a crop top
y'all
on.
Y'all not finna say that about that boy.
Look, he got a crop top on.
What the boy name is?
What the people name? Zaire or Zion or whatever. But anyway, internet, they was going in. See, even Dwayne Wade, he shut down internet haters who criticized his son's nails and outfit. They said Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union have been very vocal about their thoughts on the importance of inclusive, whatever that word is. I can't say it today. There you go. Inclusivity. Now, before... And just like every time in the past, Wade didn't hold back after social media users shared their thoughts on the picture of his family. Like I said, it was Gabrielle, Dwayne, their two kids. Zion is sporting white nails and what some Instagram users said was a crop top. So, you know, people, of course, going to criticize. And then, you know, Wade came back. You know, he said he leads his family, not y'all. You know, they try to support each other with pride, love, and a smile. You know, he said all the right stuff, which I get. You support your kid. But I don't think I'll let my son that young be, you know, you can be yourself, but you still going to be in my house. You know, I ain't going to suppress it. Like, if I know my son, my 10, 11-year-old son gay, you know, I'm not going to, you know... I'm going to treat him just like I would treat my 10, 11-year-old son, not gay kid. You know what I'm saying? But you're not going to be flamboyant, you know what I'm saying, in my house. Like, wearing, like, I'm not going to buy you girl clothes or I'm not going to let you do that. It's just like, so call it what you want, people. I'm sorry. I'm just saying, you know, you can do what you want to do once you turn 18. But while you're in my house, I'm just going to be like, look, man, you know, I'm not going to be one of them overbearing, make him wear boy clothes if that's not him. But, you know, I'm just going to be like, hey, you can't be walking around here with, getting your nails done and weaving your hair and, you know what I'm saying? You can't just be doing that.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and so, you know. So how do you feel about the photo?
I just feel like they're stupid. I mean, because if you looking at it, and I mean, now I see it a little bit better. It does look like that might be his hand for real. But my issue goes even further because, like you're saying, it's a crop top, the nails. Look at the boots, the tight pants. It's a lot going on in this picture.
Yeah. I mean, but all the kids wear the tight pants. So,
yeah,
I mean.
No, I'm not for none of them wearing them. I don't give a damn what you got going on.
Yeah.
But it's a bit much because, I mean, people need to realize, like, it's some shit that is gender specific. I ain't saying that you can't be gay.
Mm-hmm.
You can be attracted to who you attracted to, but come on, at a certain age, it's some shit you don't even supposed to know.
Mm-hmm.
So all of this here talk about gender fluid and they whoever take,
like,
else.
He goes to pride parades and stuff like that.
And that's not something that somebody should be doing. I mean, it's almost as if, it's like, okay, if you training your kid to be a doctor,
mm-hmm.
right? You surround them around people in that profession, you let them go to summer camps with those people, you're helping them gather the tools for them to live this life, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you are saying, now you can't make them not be gay.
Okay.
But if you are at least trying to show your child what you would want for them, why are you fostering an environment for them to continue to gravitate to something that you're not supporting? To me, it's like it's too early to fix it on that. You know what I'm saying? If you're saying that the child is finding themselves, help them be exposed to other things. Even if they're saying right now, this is what I want, let them see that other things exist. So to me, it almost makes me feel like your relationship is not really healthy because kids mock and mimic what they see. Mm-hmm. A lot of times people don't really go against what they normally have been has been ingrained in them. So it's like, to me, what the hell y'all doing at the house? I mean, well,
you know, Gabrielle be eating old Dwayne butt, so then he might have walked in like, whoa, seen.
I mean, if daddy. You see a woman can get that, then why you got to go and, I mean, maybe he want his ass ate, and he just don't understand that you don't have to have a crop top on and nails to get your ass ate. You just get your ass ate.
Maybe he spent a lot of time with Gabrielle, like, because, you know, his daddy was playing basketball. Not saying you was a deadbeat, Dwayne, but you went home, my nigga. Like,
I mean, and that's just a and maybe he got
raised, you know, by her, and he was like, yo, he looked up at her instead of looking up to dad. Like, yo, I want to be like her. Like, yo, she dope as fuck. Like, yo, I like, you know, I want to be her. So, you know, I mean, hey, man.
If she get her nails done. Yeah. I don't get my nails done. But that's the thing. Like, I just don't see people doing that. Like, people putting these boys in ballet classes. If it ain't for football or some kind of sport that you're trying to give them a
little. If you like ballet, that's fine.
Yeah, I know. But.
What, you wouldn't let your son do a ballet day? Like, if you like, yo, I really like ballet.
Why would you like ballet?
Well, you just like, that's.
You didn't turn on no TV and see nobody doing it. So why would we just wake up one day and say we want to do ballet?
You might want to try it.
I doubt it. But
if your daughter asked to do ballet, you wouldn't bat an eye.
No.
See, but
it's some stuff that's gender specific. That's why
that's not gender specific. You mean, okay, ballet is not gender specific.
It is. No, because most men who do ballet are not straight, are they? They're not. So you had to think too long. They're not. People.
I know a lot of football players that do ballet.
And what did I just say? For sports reasons, they did. So outside of sports, men who are just going and wearing tights and kicking their legs up are doing what? They up on their tippy toes. What man is up on their tippy toes if you trying to get something off the top shelf?
I mean, you know.
No, they're not. So all I'm saying is,
right now, give me five mostly gay, like gender specific, like give me some gender specific stuff right now. Give me
gender
for men.
Gender specific that men are supposed to be able to do are things that if they're doing it, they gay.
Yeah, okay, there you go. The ladder. Let's go with the ladder. So that's more fiery. I like that.
He's a beautician, he's gay.
Wow.
If a man plays the piano at the church or anywhere, chances are he gay.
Wow.
If you the choir director and you a man, chances are you gay.
There's a lot of gay people at the church, but keep going.
I'm just saying. If you want to know, that's what they're doing.
Keep going. You on fire right now.
Shut up.
She's shooting from the corner, nigga. Whoa! Come on, let's go.
I'm trying to think about what else they're doing. Hair, playing a piano, choir director.
It's got to be some more out there.
Shoot. They all over corporate America.
Secretaries. So
if you a man and you a secretary, you gay.
Nurse.
Nurse. Most of them going to be gay. They are.
Daycare, young child. You run with young kids.
Yeah, you round young kids. You the damn Girl Scout something. You gay.
Cheerleading coach.
Yes, all that. Yes, definitely. Cheerleading coach, you gay. Help me out.
Damn.
Singing
a choir.
No, I ain't going to say if you sing in the choir.
You sing in the choir.
That's a lie.
You sing in the choir, you gay, bro.
No, you're not. Men can sing in the choir.
Bro, how many gay niggas in choirs? Think about it.
Yeah, but men, is men singers, so you can't say that shit.
And then they gay, nigga. Like,
no, they are not.
But if the chances are you singing in a choir,
so R&B, all the men, male R&B singers is gay?
That's a lot of them, though. That is.
They not. They yeah. not. Now, I'm not going to co-sign on that.
I'm just saying, man.
Because men being able to sing, it should not be a feminine thing.
If you're in a choir, yeah, it's a good chance. It's a highly probability of you being gay.
Okay, I'm not co-signing on it.
Boys, you don't choir, even, all you don't even come to niggas be gay. So you I'm talking about not just talking. Choirs, not church choirs,
okay,
choirs.
Choirs. Either way, it's still
if
not
you sing, gay. You, it's a good chance you're gay if you sing.
No, it ain't.
Yeah.
No, it ain't.
Yeah.
That's not true. Well, niggas who can't fucking change tires and shit, they ought to be, you might as well call them gay because they ain't good for shit.
I told you.
So if I'm walking around here and my car break down and I got to lay up under the car and the nigga I'm with can't help me.
Hey, I told you them new niggas is like 40-30% gay. Like if you born after like 97, 96, if like you born 96 and you about 30% gay. These niggas now to 2010, they up to like 45-50. Like they really high on the you know what I'm saying, these niggas is just like they mad feminine. Like the scales has changed.
But that's again because we in society have allowed kids to, I mean, like, it's one thing to say you in touch with your feelings and you want to express yourself. Mm-hmm. But damn, these kids cannot be fucking crying all the damn time. You can't be whining and complaining and it's an injustice. Some of that shit builds character. You got to be teased. You got to be bullied. You got to be something because at the end of the day, that make you stronger. They make you be able to move a certain type of way. But when you always crying and you always woe is me and shit, I ain't never been exposed to as many people with mental health issues because society has created poor-minded people. Like, and if you holler about all you think about is damn gender fluidity, that's some shit you don't need to worry about. I tell you, good and grown. You don't need to worry about that. You need to get some damn, half of them don't have no damn multiplication facts down pack till shit, you around here worrying about some shit that don't matter. That's gonna come.
Yeah.
Eventually. But you worrying about the wrong things. Kids don't even have no damn skills.
Tell them, sister.
I'm just saying, like, but I just got finished talking to an educator yesterday. Talking about you got a 14-year-old in the 6th grade, and when you asked the nigga how many minutes was in an hour, he said, five.
God damn.
Then they was like, are you sure about that? Then he proceeds to count the numbers on the clock and say 12. And that was his final answer. He 14 in the 6th grade. Already a problem. And now you believe that they are 12 minutes in an hour. 12. Because that's the number of the numbers that's on the clock.
Oh, shit.
Not that them tick marks in between that mean any damn thing.
Nigga, you know it's four other tick marks between them 12.
Exactly. Yeah, like. So if you would have counted all of them, you would have got the 60. But you did not. Because you only counted the numbers that was on
12.
First you said 5. So that's the education system in America.
Ooh, shit. Well, that nigga dumb as fuck, boy.
Yeah.
You dumb as fuck, boy.
But yet and still, you come to school, you're dressed to the nines, of but course. You ain't got no damn,
of course.
No sense at all. Your mama need to be spending money on damn tutors instead of Jordans.
Hey, that one pair of shoes could have got you tutored for the whole semester.
Exactly.
A nigga would have been like, yo, what? You gonna give me $200? Nigga, I see you once a week.
I teach you all, every 9 weeks, you going to run that month.
Yes, sir. I see you once a week, buddy. That ain't a bad little lick right there.
I tell you, somebody got a darn undergrad degree, and the person interviewed them, and the person was like, well, damn, your parents must have paid a whole lot for your education. Because they knew the person was dumb. Like, they had to pay for that damn degree. I mean, it's just like, simple stuff. You just don't have a clue.
I don't know how we got here from gender fluidity, but hey, we're here, baby. This is the Frocast. This is how we do it.
That's what we do. We ramble.
Yeah.
We go where we go.
The royal couple of ramble.
Wherever the spirit moves.
Yes, wherever the spirit moves. So, yeah. So, shout out to D-Wade, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's your family.
Yeah, I mean, stay by your kid.
As long as the kid happy, I don't give a fuck what he do. If he want to dress like a fucking giraffe and he want to grow a goddamn, he want to turn into a cheetah.
Well, I care because the motherfucker got to get a job sometime.
Hey, he got to get a job at Dwayne Wade's.
Okay, and that's another problem. That's another problem with the world today.
Yeah.
You think that because your daddy got money, you supposed to have money. So what that mean?
He famous already, so he can do something. He can come out with his own pocketbooks line or something like that. And people gonna buy it because he Dwayne Wade's son. And
I won't.
You know what I'm saying? He'll have his market. You know what I'm saying? So like, look, let me fuck around and hit this goddamn Powerball, man. Things gonna change around here.
But my turn still gonna take their ass to work.
Oh yeah. Because I ain't leaving them shit. I'm willing it all
sad.
The way.
That's sad. That's some bullshit.
Yeah, I'm willing it all the way.
To where? To one of your girlfriend's?
No, I'm going to give all the money to Princess.
Okay, that's stupid as fuck. Move on to the next topic before you make me mad.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so we got a question. Somebody sent in a question. Shout out, man. We got a fucking question. It is from Trey. Trey asks, is cheating in a relationship a deal breaker? Why or why not? Then he gives me some TV suggestions. He said, Watchmen, The Good Place, and Dark. I will check out Watchmen. All my friends keep telling me to watch it. So I guess, Trey, you're the deciding factor in me watching Watchmen. So I will start watching Watchmen. Okay, but as far as this is cheating in a relationship, a deal breaker, why or why not? This comes off the hill. Very funny, because I was going to talk about Offset. You know what I'm saying? He just got caught in a little light scandal. You know, Cardi B facing charges of fucking up some girls in a strip club for, you know, fucking around with her husband. And so the girl that she's accused of attacking, Offset in her DMs talking about miss you. And then, you know what I'm saying? Then 12 hours later, you know what I'm saying, Offset writing, like, you know, saying he claimed he was hacked, you know what I'm saying? So he releases a couple of tweets, like Offset sucking dick, said, you know, a little crazy shit, like, I'm gay, I got nuts on my face right now. It's a little wild shit like that, you know. Then he claimed he was hacked. But the hack came 12 hours after that girl exposed your ass, showed that DM you and her DMs, like, nigga, miss you. But anyway, so... that's crazy, because how the fuck you cheating with the damn girl that your wife going to damn facing a charge for? Like, what?
But that's why she must be facing a charge for, because she already know y'all messing around, and that's why she fought her, right?
Back then, yeah. But this is recently. Like, he get
just. So that mean they still like each other, and they've been dealing with each other for a long time.
But then, okay, now the girl, she allegedly go with Tekashi 6ix9ine, so this could be. But she clicked on the DM and it went to his page, so it wasn't like no fake shit. You know what I'm saying? But
the nigga that's locked up, that's never coming out?
No, he getting out. He snitching on everybody. He getting out. He getting out in like a month. Like, he coming home.
Well, he gonna die then.
Oh, yeah, he gonna be dead. But, yeah, so, okay.
I mean, my thing is niggas is mad messy. Mm. I'm gonna just be real about that. Mm. And that's simply because of the fact that niggas do a lot of dumb shit that... I just don't understand. And maybe you just playing a person that you with because you know that they stupid as fuck and they gonna let you get away with this bullshit that you're doing. But I don't understand how you DMing shit. If me and you fucking around, why the hell is we on social media doing anything? I mean, like, you got a whole damn paper trail of your communication.
Yeah, why you using your main account?
Yes. Like, why the fuck you ain't got a PlayPlay account?
Thank you.
To where, I mean...
you use the burn account for,
yeah,
you know,
for
like,
anything. A burner phone, a burner account. Me and you going back and forth. So when you pull this transcript, this thing gonna say Daffy Duck on this motherfucker. Yeah, you ain't never finna say my real name. Nothing that got to do with me. It's gonna look stupid as fuck. You know it's me. I know it's me. But hell, you can't prove it's me because it ain't gonna be none of my real shit attached to it. Yeah. So how y'all, I mean, we in 2019, about to be damn 2020. And y'all still doing dumb shit. Like, who the hell does that?
Yeah, man. I'm upset because, you know, the motto, black men don't cheat. So I'm questioning.
And the niggas do cheat. I'm
questioning if Offset is black now. I don't believe he's black.
Okay, he black, and that's what niggas
do. That nigga got to be Asian or something. Okay. I don't think Offset is black, bro. Fuck that. Nah,
and my thing is, she's stupid because you catching a charge over a broad, and the nigga still fucking with him. So that tell you your shit whack. Because even though you done gone to the extreme, you don't whoop up on this broad, he still ain't got no more respect for you than to do some dumb stuff like this. I'm talking about this nigga making a clown out of you because you catching the charge, he's still playing with the woman. So even if you go and go get locked up or whatever you got to go through with this situation, he's still playing with the broad. So what I mean, like, what you supposed to feel like? Y'all supposed to be so bad and you so hard, you don't whoop up on her and your nigga still won't leave her alone. She beat up and she coming to meet him somewhere.
That's fucked up. But to answer Trey's question, is cheating in a relationship a deal breaker? I mean,
obviously not. Not for them.
What about you? What about you?
I mean, I done told you that. Your shit is
you
out.
Answering this question. You're not answering my question.
Okay.
Okay. You're not, yes, you're not talking to me. You're talking.
Well, I'm talking to the...
In your life.
In my life, I'm with you. So therefore, if you get caught cheating on me, you're gone. So yes, cheating is a deal breaker. Because at this point, reaching 16 years next month, it ain't nowhere in the world when you stay spewing to me, black men don't cheat, you gonna cheat on me and I'm gonna still be here. So just let you know.
But you're answering his, not me.
So,
you're
sir,
not talking to me.
Cheating is a deal breaker in a relationship. If you in a real relationship, cheating would be a deal breaker.
Okay, and for me to answer that question, Is it a deal breaker? It depends. You know what I'm saying? If it was a woman, nah, I could deal with it. If it was a man, hell nah, that shit is not, no. Yes.
It's fucking women. Like, who, you, I mean, like, it's I'm 2019, not 2020. No,
I'm not talking about you. I'm answering the question.
Okay, answer the question.
For me, in a relationship, the only way I would let it slide is if she was cheating on me with a woman. You know what I'm saying? But if she was cheating on me with a man, yes, that's a deal breaker. It's done. It's a done, done,
so they got to be born a woman? What if he was born a... If he has a penis,
it's a deal breaker.
Okay.
If a penis is involved, it's a deal breaker. Yes.
So, see how we can work these rules to how I feel. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. So he can, if he's a man with a penis, or if a woman with a penis, is yeah, no. If like you said, if he got a unit on there, nah, it's a deal breaker. So that's my answer. So shout out to Trey. Thank you for the question, man. Thank you for the suggestions. I will check them out. And just like Trey, you can get answered. And, you know, we had read it online. Just like we just did that one. TV talk, man.
You ain't took me to see it.
I ain't seen it. But I want to know why everybody is all up in arms about this movie. What I'm talking about is Queen and Slim. You know what I'm saying? It came out like Thanksgiving weekend, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was made by Lena Waithe and... Let's get it right. We're going to fact check. We're going to fact check.
He be flying solo some days.
Some days I be right. 96.8% of the time I'm right.
Or not.
So it was made by Melina Matsoukas. Screenplay by Lena Waithe. And, yeah. So, basically, it's a movie about, I guess, some people shot a police or killed a police. I don't know what the movie's about. I saw the trailer. Can't really remember right now. But I know a lot of people are upset about this movie. And I saw a post by Skills on Instagram where he had some pushback about it. Skills was upset about the whole situation.
And why was he upset?
Because he said something about the way during this time... How you gonna have a movie with that kind of? I think somebody got killed by a cop and whatever like that. And
he was, I mean, niggas like, still ain't outraged. Shit, they ain't doing nothing. At this point, I mean, at this point right here, we should have done joined together and done something real radical right now. And people ain't doing shit because black people still dead at the hands of the police over some bullshit. Unarmed black people dying every day, black people ain't doing shit. So movie or no movie. Niggas ain't doing nothing. So what you want to do?
Wow. Look, let me show you how pussy niggas is these days. So apparently, he went on Instagram and talked shit about the shit. I mean, he didn't... Okay, this is what he said. So he went on there and said, I hated this film. Did y'all see the same movie I saw? Because I didn't see a cinematic, beautiful love story at all. I saw a black unarmed couple get gunned down in the street. A black woman made this. A black woman was responsible for bringing this into theaters. Y'all thought this was cool. In today's climate, really? Y'all buying out theaters to see black people killed at the hands of the police? I don't need a movie to see that. It happens all the fucking time. Yo, at Lena Waithe, why? At Miss Melina, why would you think this was okay? No silver lining at the end, just death. A death that was and is very familiar of the times that we currently live in. This wasn't a love story. They didn't fall in love. They fell into trust based on the situation that they were in. And why didn't the kid have to shoot a black kid? No, why did the kid have to shoot a black cop in the face and become a martyr? He got violently gunned down too. And he's in the screen you showed in the theater you didn't. Why? You took the scene out. Thought it was too much for us to see a black young man killed in the same manner they always kill us. You showed us all the black unity to end it like that. Never mind the fact that this idea was pitched to you by James Frey. Google him, who knows nothing of us and our culture. So basically, Skills went on this damn tirade. And he has backtracked already. You know what I'm saying? He went on fucking, he got a phone call from Lena Waithe. She reached out to him, discussed feelings. They talked about it. He had a change of heart. He returned to IG to encourage his followers to go see the movie. Nigga had a fucking apology, boy. What the fuck, boy? He said, okay, then he come on here all apologetic. Yesterday, I made a post of how about the movie Queen of Slim made me feel. After seeing the movie, I said I felt that I needed Lena Waithe to answer some questions because I was pissed. Well, Lena Waithe DM'd me and I gave her my number and we talked last night for over an hour. And everything I had to ask her about the film, she answered it. I felt like I was on the phone with my sister, to be honest. Because in so many words, I was. I watched her and Miss Melina's body at work, and I wanted one thing and got something else. As an artist, your vision is your vision, and sugarcoating it to make someone else feel comfortable isn't always the case. I mean, hell, I wrote Black Men Don't Cheat earlier this year and caused an uproar, and I knew exactly what I was doing. Once you put your art in the world, it's up to be criticized. I wanted them to show me what I wanted to see, and Lena Waithe simply explained, it doesn't always happen the way we want it to, skills. And when I think about it, she's right. I shitted on two black women's work because I wanted it to go the way I wanted it to go and was pissed when it didn't. And for what? I was wrong. I approached it wrong. She can't have a conversation with everyone, but in her heart, after talking to her, I know she would if she could. That film has so many layers and shit I missed in it, bro. It may take years for us to pick up on them all. So with that being said, go see Queen of Slim and have an open dialogue about it. I'm going again today. I made a friend last night on the phone. We connected in ways that only black people can, and I assured her that my apology would be as loud as my disrespect was. She is a G in my book for even talking to me on the phone. Our conversation was unexpected and beautiful. Go see Queen of Slim. See his...
You stupid.
This nigga here, boy.
And that's how you know money moves everything. Because you know what I'm saying? You got to have some kind of respect for the fact that, I mean, even if this happened, it could have been her little people who had talked to him and told him to get that shit together. Mm. I mean, who knows who he had a conversation with, but.
Yeah, man, but wow. Slim. Queen of Slim. Go see Queen of Slim. We haven't gone and seen it. We're going next Tuesday night, $5 night.
That's all I'm worth, y'all.
It's a good night. Movies are expensive. You could drop a 50-piece in the movies.
I'm not worth it.
You're worth every penny of it. But what I'm saying is, like, let's be honest. We can watch it for free on that Fire Stick. You know what I'm saying? But I would rather go to the movie and have an experience. So, you know.
I guess.
You know what I'm saying? Like, think about it. Like, come on now.
Sound like you've already thought about it. $5 Tuesday, it is.
I mean, that's a good day to go. It is. We should go every Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying. That'd be something we could do every Tuesday. Go to find a movie to watch. Every Tuesday we gotta go.
Okay.
I mean, that'd be like,
sounds good. We can put it in there. 2020. I mean, yeah. We can go to next week just for the
next,
Queen and Sugar.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Queen and Slim and somebody here. You know.
Yeah.
That's something else, Queen Sugar. But my bad.
You watch Queen Sugar?
No.
No, I don't watch it either.
I mean, I tried after meeting a few people when I was at Essence, but. I can't keep up with these shows. So, you know, I struggle.
Queen Germ is not a committed TV person. Like, we started watching The Affair and we just stopped watching it because it's like.
Oh, because somebody hangs out and talks to his friends about everything under the sun. And so he don't want to talk to me. I don't want to come here. I don't want to be in here with all the smoke and all the craziness. So I'm just like, you know, when I can, I come through. If I can, I just don't.
I got you, man. So, we're going to go ahead and take a music break. Do you have a song of the week this week?
Yes. My song of the week is Juicy by Doja Cat. Yeah, something like that. I mean, my phone went dead, so I can't even pick it up. Uh-huh. But, Doja Cat, Juicy, featuring Tyga, I believe. Or somebody, but that's the song I want to hear. I like it a lot. My favorite line is, if you can see it from the front, wait till you see it from the back. Yes. In the holiday spirit.
Okay.
Underneath the mistletoe.
Well, my song of the week, man, I'm going old school with it. I got turned on to this song one day when the title was on, Spotify was on shuffle. Fell in love with the song. Sometimes I feel like maybe I just wasn't paying attention. I don't know if my mama listened to this kind of music. I'm sure she did because she know all these damn songs, but maybe I just wasn't paying attention to the music when I was younger. But this is my song of the week. It's Zoom by the Commodores. And you know what I'm saying? That's my shit. I fucks with that song. So, yeah, that's my song. We're going to take a music break. We'll be right back. It's Frocast episode 382. 382? Yeah, we're gonna say 382. Sounds good. Yeah, 382. We'll be right back in a minute.
I may be just a foolish dreamer, but I don't care. Cause I know my happiness is waiting out there somewhere. I'm searching for that silver lining, horizons that I've never seen. Oh, I'd like to take just a moment and dream my dream. Oh, dream my dream. Oh. And walk amongst the stars at night. I'd like to know the taste of honey in my life, in my life. Well, I've shed so many pains, and I've played so many games. Someday, whoa, soon I'd like to fly far away from here, where my mind can be fresh and clear, and I. Thank you.
I keep it juicy, juicy. I eat that lunch. Yeah. She keep that booty, booty. She keep that plump. Yeah. Yeah. That natural beauty, beauty. Yeah, yeah. If you could see it from the front, wait till you see it from the back.
Overdose, you bring it back, back, back. I'm a big dog trying to eat the kitty cat, cat. I'ma slide in the way it fit. I could tell we match. All about my racks, hella cheese. I don't for rats. Big crib in Hollywood, I don't even act. Come relax, let it attack. Hit you on the app. Take a low with the wipe the pain away. Juicy and it's tighter than a virgin, like Madonna say. I love when you give in, I love when you don't. Sometimes. Hit me with the threesome and sometimes you won't. Sometimes. You told me don't with no. As you know, nah. You got it, yeah, you got it, baby. Bust it on the floor.
I keep it juicy, juicy. Aye. I eat that lunch. Yeah. She keep that booty, booty. Yeah. She keep that plump. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That natural beauty, beauty. Yeah, yeah. If you could see it from the front, wait till you see it from the back. Yeah. In the night, he see that in the dark and in the right. He keep that, keep it running like it plump. He need that, need the rump beneath the thighs. He eat that up and in the night. He see that in the dark and in the right. He keep that, keep it running.
I keep it juicy, juicy.
I eat that lunch. Yeah. She keep that booty, booty. She keep that plump. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That natural beauty, beauty. Yeah, yeah. If you could see it from the front, wait till you see it from the back. Up.
All right, man, we're back, man. Hope y'all enjoyed the music break, man. I did. Keep it 100 time. Do you got keep 100?
Yes. My keep it 100 is, I done seen quite a few of these filters where y'all taking these pictures with babies and stuff. I know, like, the little bunny things and all of that. That's cute. That's what we do. But when you got these filters on these kids, like, the baby don't need no filter. So if it's just a picture of your kid and it's not, like, the cute animated thing, how you airbrushing the kid face? Like, what is the purpose of that?
100.
Maybe I don't know what's happening there. But it's not like the unicorn and the bunny ears or the whatevers. It's just a very polished picture of your kid. So, your kid don't need no airbrush. Your kid doesn't need all of that. So, just take the picture of the kid. The kid is cute because it's a kid. And just let it be. So.
Speaking of little kids, man, it is the holiday season. Parents, man, from an OG parent, the parents of the little kids. I'm talking about the kids that's like eight
under
and under.
Five, yeah.
Like, you know, seven, 6 and 7 year old, like 6 year olds, man. Don't spend a grip on their ass for Christmas, man, because kids grow out of shit real quick, man.
100.
Like, I know all y'all kids, you know, like I got a homeboy, he got a 6 year old. He was debating about buying his son a Nintendo Switch. I said, please do not buy Nintendo shit because the Nintendo shit, they grow out of that shit quick. They'll start playing with it, you know, for about 3 months. And the next thing you know, they don't fuck with that Nintendo shit no more. Because if they already got an Xbox and a fucking PlayStation, what the fuck they want to play a Nintendo for?
Nope.
They're like, man, what the fuck, man? They ain't got no Grand Theft Auto on here, nothing like that. No fucking Fortnite. I'm not playing this shit. And so, just parents, listen, Don't be stupid. Don't, if you got a kid 6-7 years old, don't spend a lot of money on them for Christmas. Get them a bicycle, a basketball goal, you know, that a big ticket item that's gonna, you know, they could grow into instead of a big ticket item they're gonna grow out of. You know what I'm saying? Just you know, something like that. Just take that advice, you know.
I mean, it's just really don't even introduce your kids to the high ticket items. Don't even put that in, don't plant that seed. Because when you like kids, like, when they're young, you could really afford to buy them Jordans and shit like that, right?
Yeah, because
but then, because they're cheap. But then when they done seen it so much in their mind, they like, oh, this is the shit I'm supposed to have. So then when they get older and the shit actually costs money, then you looking crazy because they want every pair of Jordans. But when I was growing up, I was getting every pair of Jordans. So you done got them accustomed to a lifestyle that you can't maintain. So sometimes it's better to at least start them a little later on in the game to where, you know, if they decide they want to start wearing this type of stuff when they 5th grade, 6th grade, something like that, then you start a little later and you can handle it a little bit better. But don't make them feel like that's just the way, because then you done poison them into thinking that this is what they're supposed to wear. And then anything that's not high-end name brand, they ain't trying to fool with it.
Yeah, man. So I'm just saying, man, beware, man. Don't get caught up in all the Christmas spirit and shit. Y'all niggas, man, I'm telling y'all, man. I'm telling y'all.
Don't invest a whole lot of money in nobody gifts.
I ain't lying.
To be real.
Man. Unless you're getting that A1 Perico from them, man. You know what I'm saying? They deserve it. They deserve it all. Early, like, what's something you looking for Christmas, man? You know, give the fans out there some ideas of something they could send Queen Germ if they was thinking about getting Queen Germ a gift.
I really love Brahmins. Love my Brahmin bags. I definitely want one that's like the denim color, indigo color. That's really what I want, a nice size one. Or the overnight bag.
Women always want something that's nice size.
Yeah, always. Just so you know. But yeah, that's what I really, really want. Now on the more
cost
friendly. Yeah. No, I want that too. But in my Brahmin bag, you can put a few pairs of them fuzzy socks.
In the bag?
Yeah.
What about, I mean, just the fuzzy socks?
Nah, hell nah. Because you can go to the dollar store and get them shits.
What about if you just want quality fuzzy socks? Like, quality.
They're still $4.95.
No. We talk about quality. We talk about $19.95 quality. Yeah. Like,
I don't need them kind, because like, I'm going to walk around.
Made from, like, Brazilian sheep hair.
That's not what I want. I want something that got the aloe infused.
This got all that.
But it's only $4.95.
The sheep was rubbed all day long by some
wild woman.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I don't want none of that. So I'm just saying, just so you know, I definitely want that. The soft aloe infused socks. Multiple pairs of them.
Multiple,
see? Yeah, I mean, 4 or 5. That would be nice. I mean, the shits don't cost but $5.
But keep going. I'm just listening.
So then we ain't up at $20 with the socks.
Oh, okay.
And so then when you get the pocketbook, we'll be at $4.50. So then we good.
$4.50? $4.50?
Yeah, then we good. So
sheesh.
Just saying.
Golly.
So what's on your list?
I mean, as a man, you know, we really don't expect nothing for Christmas. You know what I'm saying?
But as a man who's been married to me and been with me for all these years, you've been getting something every year. So you can't see that.
You know what I'm saying? I really don't expect anything. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Some things I would want. You know what I'm saying?
Same, yeah.
Like, let's see.
For your million fans.
Yeah, for my millions.
And millions.
I mean, I really don't want nothing.
That's what your mouth say.
I'm serious.
Okay.
I just, like,
I don't know. Again, the buzzkill.
I'm not a buzzkill. I just, you know, I would like some Creed Invictus cologne, but you know that might.
Yeah, Creed Invictus cologne. That who gonna get you? Your girlfriend?
I don't know. That's what I would want.
Ask your girlfriend to get it. And then this motherfucker said, I don't know.
What you mean? You said who don't what?
I said who gonna get it for you? Your girlfriend? You said I don't know.
I don't know who gonna get it for me.
But you should not have a girlfriend.
I don't have a girlfriend. You said that. That's why I was just like, where did that come from? No, you said that. I didn't say anything.
Like I said, you keep right on. You're going to get some Creed, all right.
Whatever that is.
Yeah, I'm going to show you what it's about, too. I'm going to show you exactly what it's about. Invictus and all that. Mm-hmm. All of it. There's going to be a whole lot of stuff going on.
Hey, wow. See?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow.
See? That's why I ain't want nothing. You know what I'm saying?
So. No, because I'm saying you're saying dumb stuff.
I didn't say anything. That's the thing.
Yes, you did.
I didn't say anything.
Yes, you said, oh, I don't know. How you don't know, nigga?
What you mean?
You ain't got no business receiving no gifts from nobody.
So okay,
is this a Christmas exchange?
I don't know if you're gonna get it. I don't know if you're gonna get it.
You don't know who the fuck gonna get it.
A fan might send me something like, yo, okay.
And if they send it to you, you send that shit right on back.
Why?
Okay.
They might work at the Creed factory or something like, yo, King Germ, I got you. Boom, bam. Yeah,
boom, bam. That's exactly what's gonna happen up in here. A boom, bam.
That's fucked up. But hey, I ain't gonna look, fans, don't believe that shit. If somebody out there send me some Creed and Vegas cologne, make y'all sure hit up the Nappy Afro. Hey, you, hey, what, word up? And send me that shit.
Make sure when you send it, you have your address, because that's where the nigga shit finna be.
You know,
sent
if it's to. The gift, if it's the whole gift set with the wash and all that, hey, much obliged. You know what I'm saying?
And make sure you have a damn shower for him to wash in. The nigga won't be washing up in him.
Oh man, I don't believe that.
That's insane. Challenge.
Not for accepting the gift, sorry.
Okay, go on and send it. Let them send it. If y'all big and bad and that's what y'all want to do, go ahead.
I don't believe that.
You're going to get more than what you bargained for.
I don't believe that. But yeah, man. That was my Keep It 100. You got any winners and losers?
Yes. I must say my winner this week has got to be, and I'm in the sake of keeping the people identity safe. But niggas who done sued their job and done got a nice settlement.
Winner.
And got a new one on the list at the job. Niggas done sued the people. And they from what the street saying, they winning. So,
damn.
I salute you. Get them checks. Jobs doing fucked up shit. Get them checks.
Well, my winner is the Auburn Tigers.
Winner.
The Auburn Tigers once again took care of Alabama and knocked them out of the playoff race. They was trying to put Alabama in, but Alabama's schedule was weak as fuck, and they ain't beat nobody, and they had already lost, and that Auburn game was just another nail in the coffin to knock their fucking season over. Not saying they ain't get fucked over, because they did get fucked over in the game. You know, they lost by 3 points, and it was a controversial 3 points in the game. So, you know, I can understand why Nick Saban is pissed. But we're not going to feel sorry for you, Nick, man. We just don't. You know, I'm sorry, Alabama. We can't feel sorry for you. You did get fucked over, but you ain't get no sympathy from me, Jack. You know what I'm saying? So, so Auburn Tigers, my winners, man. What about you? You got any losers?
Yes, I never really wanted to mention this nigga name again, but my loser gotta be George Zimmerman.
Loser.
Oh, shit.
This not motherfucker.
Georgie. Not Georgie.
Yeah. This motherfucker apparently has filed a lawsuit against Trayvon Martin's family and...
$100 million lawsuit.
Okay, sorry. $100 million lawsuit, and then it's also against Benjamin Crump. and he's saying the reason for this is because of the fact that he has been victimized since the incident that occurred in 2012.
Mm.
Now, you took the life of an unarmed teenager.
Mm-hmm. You fear for his life.
Because you say you fear for your life, but we know you did not. But you now think that your inconvenience is worth $100 million. You are less than a scumbag. You don't really deserve to breathe at all.
Yeah.
Because if if he gets a dollar.
But what he's saying is it
doesn't matter.
They made up some shit in the thing.
They said
that he was the girlfriend wouldn't testify, so they went and got some girl. The Rachel, she wasn't really the girlfriend. They got her to say who she was and the other girl. So, you know, he's saying that, you know, they fabricated a witness.
They could have
done
star
witness.
Okay, but they could have done a whole lot of things. Yeah. No.
I'm not defending this piece of shit. You know what I'm saying? But, you know,
I just don't
understand how there's any dead niggas around Central Florida and nobody has popped George Zimmerman. Like, y'all should dead all beef until George Zimmerman gone, bro. I'm not saying go out there and do that. Right, let's go ahead and say that, because I don't want nobody to hear this and be like, whoa, this guy, no. I'm not saying. I'm just saying all the beef should stop until George Zimmerman dead. I'm not saying go out there and hurt this man, but...
I mean, he got to be dealt with. Yeah. Because if you telling me that you go and kill somebody, my conscience would be so bad on me that if I could never get another job again, if I could never do a whole lot of shit, that would be the price I'm willing to pay for killing somebody's child who I know did not pose a threat to me. Because this boy didn't do nothing but whoop your ass in that grass. That's all he did. And because of that, you was mad, you pulled your gun out on him, and you killed him. Mm. That's the end of the story. So you can't sit here and try to make it seem like somebody owe you something. You was never going to see $100 million in your life. No motherfucking way. Mm. You was a volunteer neighborhood watch person. So you tell me how the fuck you was going to ever get $100 million.
Amen.
So now this done changed your life so much to where the whatever you was doing has turned into a $1 million lawsuit. Your conscience should not allow you to even ask for such a ridiculous thing. And even if you got $1 million, it's too much because you killed somebody. And it's only because of the fact that Crump done released this book that he wrote or whatever.
Can I ask you a question? What? Speaking of Crump, why would you get him as your lawyer? This nigga lose all his fucking cases.
I mean, they didn't know that at the time, I guess.
I mean, but niggas still be calling him and shit. Like, yo, this nigga, like... I ain't seen him win one. It's not that good. He must be winning these little car wreck goddamn.
I'm done.
Them must be the ones he win to get his stats up. Because these ones I be seeing him, the high profile cases he jump on. He catching these L's, nigga. So he must be the one you call if you goddamn hurt your back at work and workers comp.
Because he don't have no good rankings as far as what he got going on. He ain't producing nothing for nobody.
The only reason why I say he untrustworthy. He got that big ass house in the hood. Like, that shit
trying
weird.
Trying to let the people on.
Yeah, but you don't look like it. You bought up like 3, 4, 5 lots. You know what I'm saying? Made your big ass. You got a big ass mansion in the hood. Like, it just looked weird, man. I mean, it just, you know, but shout out to him, man. I guess he said he's staying in the hood, but nigga, your ass done moved to Atlanta, boy. Like, your ass don't live down here no more. But, my loser is Josh Shaw, man.
Loser.
Josh Shaw is an American football player for the Arizona Cardinals, and he is suspended because he bet against his own team and lost. You know what I'm saying? So they said Shaw, he's injured, first of all. Defensive back who was banned by the league on Friday through at least the 2020 season. So this nigga banned through the rest of this year and next year for betting on multiple NFL games wagered against the Cardinals as part of a 3-team parlay at Caesars Sportsbook in Las Vegas. They say he placed bets on second half outcomes of 3 games, including on the Tampa Bay and Arizona game. The Buccaneers were leading the card 17-13 at halftime and won the game 30-27. Failing to cover the spread as 1-point favorites after intermission, prompting Shaw to lose his parlay. Of course, you know, if you work in the NFL in any capacity, you cannot gamble. You know what I'm saying? You can't bet on NFL football. You know what I'm saying? That's the rule. And then they say this nigga, he started his profile. Like, nigga, what is you doing? On the thing, on the Caesar Sportsbook. That's how they found out it was him. The Nevada State Gaming Board on November 10th and later alerted the NFL after learning that Shaw had placed a wager. The report also stated that Shaw listed professional football player as his occupation for a betting account with the casino's sportsbook.
So he wanted to get in trouble.
This nigga stupid as fuck. You dummy fuck, boy. Like, what? Nigga, what the fuck? You just... Nigga, you already was injured. Now you ain't getting no money, nigga. Oh, God. Wow. And you losing on bets? Like, nigga, you terrible.
I mean, you were supposed to let your cousin or something.
Why would you put it in your name and
say who you are for real? You dumb.
Dumb as hell. Oh, my God, man. So, yeah, Josh Shaw, you my fucking loser, man, because... You're just a loser.
Yeah, you're losing your bets, you're losing your job, you're losing.
Oh, speaking of another loser, Kamala Harris, she dropped out of the race.
Don't call her a loser.
I mean, I ain't calling her a loser, but she quitting, you know what I'm saying? She said she couldn't keep up, it was too expensive, and she just, you know, she out. So that's one of the damn things, because they still got about 15 left. You know what I'm saying? So we got to whittle them down, Democrats. What y'all going to do? You know what I'm saying? If y'all, but Joe Biden said he'd be willing to entertain the notion of Kamala being his running mate. You know what I'm saying? So if y'all get a Biden-Harris goddamn ticket, y'all in trouble, boy. Goddamn, boy. That's going to be the death of Americans right there, boy.
I mean, if this one ain't destroyed us, I don't think nobody can.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
this place can run itself, apparently.
We got to go. The basketball edition. Are you well versed in basketball, man?
Not necessarily.
Okay, well,
it'll be easy for me because I'll just call something out.
Yeah. So, and I know what you're gonna say here, and I'm gonna get angry.
Okay.
So one got to go. Dominique Wilkins. You know who he is, don't you?
I met him before.
James Worthy.
Uh huh.
Dr. J.
Uh huh.
Or Larry Bird. Tuffy.
Larry Bird.
What?
That's the one you knew I was going to say.
I knew you was going to say that.
Yeah. And you know why, right?
Why? Because he white.
Yeah.
But Larry Bird, a cold motherfucker.
I know. But that's why. So I got to give you what you want. I get it. I did it.
Nigga, Larry Bird is in my top five.
Okay. He in your top five.
Yeah.
So you asked me, one got to go.
So one got to go out of these five, out of these four. I'm going to say Dr. J.
Now you lame as fuck. What are you trying to say?
I mean, Dr. J out of the...
How?
Because Dr. J, he wasn't as good as these other three.
Okay.
First of all, Dominique could dunk better than Dr. J. He was a human highlight reel.
Okay.
Then you got James Worthy. Like, James Worthy was like the best team player. Like, he didn't care. He was a superstar, but he didn't.
He didn't have a take over.
He was a star, but not a superstar. But he could have been a superstar because James Worthy was a bad motherfucker. He could do everything, great all-around player. Then, like I said, Larry Bird. Larry motherfucking Bird.
Yep.
Come on now.
I knew it.
I'm not even going to say nothing else.
I know which one you're going to pick.
But Dr. J, that's what I'm like. Dr. J. So you got to go. Dr. J got to go. Yeah. Doc got to go, bro.
Larry Bird got to go off of mine.
Doc got to go. So that's what I'm saying, man. Wow. Yeah, man. So one gotta go is pretty fun. That's all sponsored by the Twitter profile at one gotta go. Shout out to them. Well, it's that time of the show. Do you have any shout outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson 5, the Lunch Crew. And yes, we got a birthday coming up in the Lunch Crew. Shout out Tillman in the Lunch Crew. And of course, my people just came from Savannah, Georgia. We gonna shout out those people who represent the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Carrie here. He's the best thing they got in Savannah, boy.
Whatever. It's one of the best things, but not the best thing.
Yeah.
We got lots.
Oh, man, you know, my shout-outs go like this. Shout-out to B-Eazy, Sorry Right, GQ Blue, Short T. Ruling Myself, man. Ruling Myself, he got his Instagram. He was banned on Instagram. I don't know what Ruling Myself was doing, man. But they had banned him for about 24 hours. And then they was like, oh, there was a mistake. My bad. And they just gave him his shit back. So shout-out to him. Shout-out to RT3, Jay Williams, Pepe J from B-More, Steph from B-More, Light Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Stacks, MJ Money 9S, Gerard from Boston, Amazing App, man, always listen to the show, shouting us out. Shout out to Dragon Lady, you know what I'm saying? Who else? Shout out to Sleazy, Filthy, my dog Pigga, anybody else over at that site to fuck with the kid. Shout out to the Good Brother 12 Cow. 12 Cow Podcast. Go check that out. Oh, the event was the Cotillion Battalion or the Battalion Cotillion. It was one of them two that his son was doing that y'all need to go support. So go over to 12 Cow and support that. Shout out to Dr. Brazen, everybody. Dr. Brazen Network. Dr. Cam, man, he was cooking up some good old food the other day. That food looked pretty delicious, sir. Just wanted to say that. Shout out to that disrespectful motherfucking MJ. He has like 400 pair of shoes. Like, you know, he's one of those guys that, you know, love shoes and buy them all the time. Shout out to that good brother, that ashy ass nigga, that truck driver, K-Law in the building. Shout out to him. Shout out to the Something Like Podcast, the Laugh Line Sports Podcast with my brother Noah Farrow. Shout out to Two Smart Dummies Podcast, Two Smart Network. Anybody else to fuck with the kid, the long way, the short way, no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all, man. If I miss y'all, man, I get y'all on the rebound, man. Y'all know how it is, man. Woo! Another show in the books, man. Rate your show, rate your show.
I guess I'm going to go 8.9.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go about, I feel like I came with it tonight, so I'm going to go a 9.1. I'd have you know, man, last week, B-Eazy said that was a horrible show. You know, so he did not like the Thanksgiving episode. Then it hit me. B-Eazy don't like food. So we did a whole episode talking about food.
This nigga probably just grossed him out.
Yeah, and then he said he got the itis when he was editing the shit. He said he got tired and was sleepy. I said, damn, this nigga got the itis from just editing the show.
Just hearing about it. Because
the nigga don't eat. And so it's just like, yo, this shit crazy, man. Y'all. Hey, look, man. Some days, you know, I'd be happy when B-Eazy say he eating. Because I worry about the man. Because he try to go long stretches. Like, he just forget to eat, man. He just don't. He has no taste for food. So B-Eazy just doesn't eat, man. So, you know, some days he eat. Most days he don't. You know what I'm saying? That nigga like, I don't know how he do it, bro. Like, nigga like 140 pounds, man. How you 40 years old and you 140 pounds, bro? Like, I just... So, pray for B-Eazy, man. Check
on your skinny friends.
Yeah, check on your skinny friends this time of year. Oh. And that meme is so true, y'all. That meme they say about this, that weather where, you know, you can't be talking shit if you ain't on the lease. It's too cold outside. My homeboy had to learn the hard way.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm saying? Because... this nigga got the popping shit at his old lady, and she put his motherfucking ass out. I don't know if she put him out, because he said his stuff was still in there, but she put him out yesterday. And he was sitting outside in the cold all motherfucking day.
That's why it ain't good.
Niggas and ladies, if you're not bringing much to a relationship and you're not on that lease, you can't talk shit. You know what I'm saying?
You can talk shit, it's just you running the risk of your ass not having.
That's what I'm saying. But if you can get put out, you cannot talk shit. You know what I'm saying? So
you gotta be real humble.
You gotta be humble. It could be 9 o'clock and she say it's 6:25. You just gotta accept that. Okay, yeah, all right, cool. You know what I'm saying? So niggas and ladies, if you crashing on somebody's couch and you ain't bringing much to the table, and they get to talking shit, you just got to sit there and take it. Don't get to run in your mouth because it's cold as fuck outside. And unless you live somewhere where it's pretty warm and you don't mind getting put outdoors, you know what I'm saying? You need to be obedient. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, you know a little something about that.
Oh, yes. You know what I'm saying? I don't, but you know what I'm saying?
No, I ain't talking about the... I'm talking about trying to be... acting like you got some sense.
Yeah, that's what you should. I mean,
you shouldn't even have to fear... getting put out. Now you just can't be a whole hellraiser knowing that.
No, but you can't talk shit at all. You gotta be goddamn, you know, a yes man. If you ain't bringing, let's say you unemployed and your lady paying all the bills and you just sitting there, you better have that house clean and you know, you can't talk no shit. Whatever they saying, you gotta take. You know what I'm saying?
You might want to calm down if you got all that going.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know,
I mean, but if you a real nigga, that shit ain't gonna be your situation long. That shouldn't be your situation long.
But if it's your situation, why is that? And you gotta lay A1 pipe. You know what I'm saying? Because if you around here not having no job and giving some mediocre penis, your ass about to get put out. You start arguing shit. Them dishes better be washed. Them goddamn towels better
your
be folded.
Time is limited.
That damn, I better see vacuum lines on that floor when I come home from work.
you got a clock ticking. So if your shit don't tighten up real quick, real fast, you gonna find yourself in the soup line.
So I'm trying to tell you, my nigga. So all right, look, this King Jern giving y'all young niggas some words of advice. You, that girl got her own apartment. You over there. Listen, I'm telling you, my nigga. And you over there, you get your ass put out on a cold night, you be looking stupid. And so don't burn the bridge where you came from either. You know what I'm saying? Because, hey, it's a cold world, boy. It's a cold world. No snuggies. No snuggie, nigga.
You better get it together. I mean, it ain't what you want.
Ah, man. So look, man. Don't forget, man, about our Patreon, man. We can join for as little as a dollar. You know what I'm saying? Don't forget that we got the voicemail, 347-201-2572. Call in, leave us a voicemail, man. Don't forget to rate, comment, subscribe on the Frocast on any reader out there. We appreciate that, man. And, man, we appreciate doing the show, man. You know, shit. Get to spend time with my beautiful wife, man. We get to clown out and just unwind for about an hour every week, man. And I hope y'all enjoy it, man. So, you know. Signing off, this is your boy King Germ.
And this is your girl Queen Germ.
And we out this bitch, man. Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com